Hey, my name is Sesundi T. I don't know why I giggle every time. Okay, sorry. So my name is Sesundi T, and welcome to this episode. I am refraining from saying "Hey guys" because I don't want to call you guys every time. I will look for a name. I swear. I'm trying to be creative. So. Today, I'm going to tell you how I dated a guy for 2 days. Okay, so I was single for a temporary period of time. I was single, long. So I was on Tinder. Yeah, you guys know Tinder, right? So I was on Tinder and I was swiping, blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that. I swipe right, then I find it's already a match. So this guy had liked me earlier. His pictures were like tattoos first. Yeah, so like he didn't like put his full face. He had put tats. He had tats from his arms to his fingers. Yeah, and his biceps, and I love tats. And he had this because he looked so mysterious because he didn't show his full face. He just showed the beards to his lips, and I was like, let's get to know each other because he had swiped right. Okay, but you know me, I just swiped right, and it's soon as well, like, if you swipe right, if you're in Tinder, it will go there up new match. So I was at work, so I didn't, like, get time to chat with him. So, I just swiped right, and, that's it. I locked my phone and went my business. So after a few hours later, I come back to my phone, and I find his text. Like, hey. I'm like, yes, I need text. Then I'm like, hi to. I was very excited because, like, I've never dated a guy with so many tats, and I'd love tats on a guy. Yeah, something like that. So I was very excited to get this text. I was like, yes. So I was like, hi to. I was very hyper. It was around 6 in the evening. So I was like, hi too. And he's like, how you doing? I'm like, okay, I'm good. And he said, he asked me where I live. I told him, and blah, 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 if we were both in Nairobi. And we kind of clicked, you know. And he asked for my phone number, and I gave it to him. And I left him there, and went on with other businesses. So this guy doesn't text me that very day. I mean, I thought like he'll text me maybe 10 o'clock and he didn't. I was like, maybe he changed his mind. You know, the anxiety that you give somebody your number and then they don't like text you the very, very day. And you're like, what did I do wrong? Did I give him? I even went to counter check the number. If I gave him the correct number, then I was like, oh, maybe I should have asked him for his, because this guy really, really looked mysterious and I don't know, kind of rough, just my type. Anyway, so he called the next day in the morning. I checked my phone, no messages. During the day, I checked my phone, no messages. I was like, I was starting to say, it's okay. If he didn't like me, it's fine. I can, you know, I can just get off it. I will go and swipe another right person. Then, at night, I was cooking. And then somebody's calling me through WhatsApp, and it's a strange number. I'm like, I was thinking to myself, I need to stop, like, what's this setting that you put and people don't get to text you or don't get to call you through WhatsApp if you don't know them. So I was like, after this phone call, I'll put on that setting because, So I just go ahead and pick up because, you never know. right? So I pick up and it's him. He's like, hey, oh, his voice was amazing. I'm telling you guys. Like he had this mature, but I'm not mature, like mature man. I'm a mature boy. Okay. I don't want to call him boy. Yeah, he was sounding really good, okay? So he's like, hey, I'm like, hi. And he's like, okay, I am let's call him Pumpkin. No, Pumpkin is a sweet name. Let's call him Tomato. Tomato, and you gave me your number on Tinder, and I'm here to, I just decided to call you so that we could catch up. I talk more on phone. And I was like, oh, me too. I don't like texting. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I was wondering if you could, like meet up. I'm like, we called, and we talked like we immediately like clicked up. He was telling me like stuff, and I was like, me too. And I was like, God, like I felt like I knew him. I don't know, it was just a vibe, that one phone call, and it went for like 2 good hours. And then we said like, okay, let's get off the phone because I was cooking and I had to eat, and he had to do some other businesses. So we were chatting. If you know me very well, I rarely like to sleep. If I sleep early, just know I was so fucked up that day. So it was two. And we talked about movies. We talked about basically we talked about anything that popped up. And I was like, okay, you're heading to the right direction, right? So I can't even say we dated for 2 days. We were on talking stage because I don't think that's a date. He told me he was single. He told me about his ex. He told what did the ex do? The ex cheated with the best friend and they were living together. He's like, he's a kinda moving quick person. If you guys click, then he invites you to come and live with him and blah blah blah. Then well, me, I was like, no, me, I'm a kind of slow person. I don't like rushing things. So I can't come to stay with you, kind of stuff. Yes. So okay, we had our differences, which everybody was like very cool about them. And we talked like the whole time. The next day, I'm going to work, and we are talking when I'm going to work, and we're like, okay, we're getting somewhere. Okay, we had decided through the conversation, we had decided that we are going to be that weekend. I know. I told him I'll see if we can meet on that weekend. You get? So okay, we're talking, blah 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 blah. So this other day at night, here here is where it started going wrong. So this other day at night, what did I do? I came home. We had stopped talking for a while. So I came home and I did my things, blah blah blah. Then it was like 10:40, I think. 10:40. Then he called me. And I was like, oh, this is a 2 hours call. I was excited. So I cleared everything. Then I called him back. And then I was like, yeah, hey. And he's like, hello. And I'm like, okay, so how's your day? And blah blah blah. And we talked. And we were talking, like when you're getting to know someone, they ask you like where you're living. Then like he told me where he's living. Then I was like, your place is so far. And he's like, no, it's not so far. Like, it's just like 3 miles away. Then I'm like, for me, it's still so far. And he asked me, Kwani, where exactly do you live? And I gave him like exactly where I live because I live near. At that time, I used to live near the roads. Near a road. Near a road. So it was like when you are along that road and you just alight from the mat or taxi or wherever, my house was there. You get. So at that time I was living there. So I gave him my address. I was telling him, you see, I'm living here and you're living where you're living, and for me it's far. And he was like, we can still work out. And we were making even plans for the Saturday. And we were like, okay, where will we go? And he was like, no, don't worry about it. Ma'am as spontaneous kind of person. So I will do whatever that will come in mind. I was like, yeah, that's cool. Good adventure. So this guy, we are talking, and he's telling me how he's a very daring person. How he's a very daring person. And he asked me, like, are you home alone? Then I tell him, yeah, I'm home alone. I live alone. And he's like, oh, so what are you doing right now? I say, I'm talking to you. I'm from eating. Then I'll go to bed. Then he's like, I'm home alone too. Then I'm like, okay. So I don't really like when a guy says like that. I don't know why. Because okay, I know why. Because most of the time they say that, then the next thing is like they want a fun sex chart. Yeah. They're like, what are you doing? What are you wearing? Blah blah blah. So when I told him I'm home alone, and he was like, I'm home alone too. Then I was like, okay, I get it. Then he's like, so we are not supposed to be like home alone. Everybody's home alone. Then I'm like, well, it is what it is. Yeah, you're where you are. I'm where I am. And it's like, okay, but that can be changed. I'm like, not really. She's like, oh, okay, fine. Oh, let me call you in about 5 minutes. I tell him, okay, fine. I wait for the 5 minutes, then he calls me back and he tells me like he had an emergency, like his sister is pregnant, and yeah, they just found out his younger sister is pregnant. And his mom is furious, and that's why he needed to hang up the call. I told him, okay, fine. Then we even start discuss about his sister, and if he knew the boyfriend, and what he feels about it, and what I feel about it. Yeah, we were talking for really quite a long time. Then after, let's say, 45 minutes, yeah, he tells me, do you know what's crazy? I tell him no, and he tells me like, you know what? I'm at your place. I'm at your gate. I'm like, what place? Like what gate? Like what are you talking about? He's saying like, you being alone and me being alone, and we're supposed to be together. That doesn't sit right with me. Okay, so I'm here at your gate. Like, open up. I'm like, no, you can't be here. You can't be serious. He takes a photo and he sends me to WhatsApp. I'm like, this dude is really here. This dude like really came here. Why? Then I'm like, I can't open up for you. And he's like, why? I tell him like, okay, fine. I don't usually bring people around. Then second thing, I don't really know you very well, and it's quite too late to allow a stranger inside. You get, yeah, we could just meet on Saturday. And then he was like, I can't wait any longer to meet you. You look like a good person, and yeah, I just want to be let in and we can talk. I came with the cab, and the cab guy is gone, and it's quite late. It was like around. By this time, it was around like 12, 12 something. And I just tell him, no, I can't open up for you. Then I don't know. I don't know why people don't sleep in that apartment that I was living in. So yeah, I think somebody opens the main door for him. I think there was somebody who was coming out, who was going in. I don't know. Somebody opened the main door for him because he was at the gate, right? And somebody opened the main door for him. And after opening the door for him, okay, our place was like gated with two gates. So after opening the main door, And see, there are floors, like first floor, second floor, third, and fourth. So after opening the main door, you'll go to the floor that you want, and there'll still be another door after. So you'll have to be open like the other door too. So after opening the main door, I had okay for me. I don't know why I did it. I had told him the where I was, ground floor. So he knocks on the on the ground floor, like gates. The gate's now getting the people are living down. Now he knocks and he knocks. Okay, after knocking, he texts me. He says, "I'm the one who's knocking. Like, open up for me." Then I got really scared. Like, I got very scared. Then all these thoughts started coming to my head, all about strangers and stuff like that from internet, and I allow him the house, and he does something wrong, and stuff like that. I was like, I wanted us to meet in public first, yeah, because no matter how your vibe is, I don't know who you really are. I really don't know nothing about him, because all the time we were talking about movies, about people, about places, yeah, and I really don't know him that well. And I've just talked to this guy for a day, and this is it. He's here at night, and he wants me to open up for him. I was like, I told him, like, this, you're being silly, because I can't open up for you. You can't come into my house just like that. Yeah, I love my space. So he was like, "Do you know what? I'm already here. You can't change it. Just open up. We'll just talk. We won't do anything else." I was like, "Why are you telling me that?" Okay, then I started being so suspicious about him. Then I tell him, like, "No, I just can't open up for you." Then he was like, "Okay, now that I'm in the middle of the first gate and the second gate, you'll have to come out here and like open up for me so that I can get outside." Then I was like, "Okay, yeah, it makes sense, because it's rare somebody to like go out again." So I really had to go and open up for him. Hey, so this girl was very silly. Who is this girl? Me. I was very silly, because I had seen his tat and his mysterious beard. I really didn't ask him for pictures. Okay, I hate when people ask me for pictures. Like, "Can you send me your pictures?" It's just a turn off, you get. So I rarely ask people for pictures too. I just believed that was him. I was like, "What? I should have grown as a man, like, lie." Guess what? Okay, yes. Yeah, so I was like, "Okay, fine. This is the deal. I'm going to lock my door. Then I'll just take the keys, and yeah, I'll open up for him so he can leave." So yeah, I got out and I went to open the door for him. Guys, when I tell you what I saw is not what I imagined on the pictures, I was like, "Dang, he really catfished me." Okay, I think it's the same person, but his face is way less attractive. I don't want to call him ugly. Tomato was less attractive than what he perceived in the photos. Yeah, he had tats, but they weren't cool. I think I was feeling disgusted by him. I was very disgusted. So this dude has a very okay, he's not my type. So he has a very chubby cheek. How can you be chubby with a slim face? I don't know. I really don't know. He was like that, I swear. And I really didn't like him. I really didn't. His face didn't help the situation, because he's really not what I was looking for. He doesn't look that good. He's normal. He's really not the package, you get? So I'm opening up the gate so that I can open the other gate so I can let him out. So when I'm opening this gate, so I open the gate, so I'm heading to the other gate. He grabs my hands and he's like, "Are you really serious? Are you going to let me out? I'm already here." At that time, it was around one. He's like, "I'm already here. Why are you letting me out? Let's just go inside." Then he pulls me towards the first gate where I am from, like towards my house where I'm living. And he's a guy. I'm a woman. He's much stronger than me. So when he pulls me, like to the other direction, I get pulled. And yeah, we are going to first gate, and yeah, we're now inside. But the gate isn't locked yet. So he's like, "Let's just go into the house and we can talk about this." Then I was like, "Do you know I never gave you my consent to come over?" And he's like, "I was just trying to fix things. I told you I'm a very daring person. I ask spontaneously." I tell him, "Okay, that's on you. So you just get a cab and get back." And he tells me that the cab app isn't working. And I tell him, "It's working on my phone. I can get you a cab to your place." Then I take my phone and I try to get him a cab. And he snatches my phone and puts it in his pocket. And he's like, "Do you know I love a woman who what did he what is this word that said? Can't remember exactly." He said that he loves a woman who pretends to not want it and they do. Now that I was very, very scared because like this means if I tell you no, you think I'm joking, right? And I realized I had let the wrong person inside. This guy has my phone. And he told me like we can just go and talk. Like when I was coming to open up for him, so he had seen me where I was coming from, right? So he started pulling me towards the house. And I don't want to go. I don't want to go to my place. And so while he's pulling me, I tell you it was very dramatic. While he's pulling me, but at that time okay, it was serious, but I didn't take it like it's so serious. So he's pulling me, like I had it's like slippers on. So while he's pulling me, I'm like scratching the floor. Like, do you know the sound that the slippers make while you're like, it's like you're walking like you don't want to. Yeah. So I was like that. And he's like, "Stop being childish. Just open up and we can talk into the house. Why are you acting like a child?" Tomato wasn't really being nice. And I didn't, I'm a very good person and I'm a very bad person. So I'm like, okay, this is getting serious. So I use all the energy I got and I just snatch my hands away from him. And I'm telling him, like this time I was very angry and very serious. And I'm telling him, "Do you know what? You're not getting to that house. I'm telling you to leave. I didn't want you here. I didn't call you here. I don't know what the audacity. You had to come over to my place at this time of the night. I don't want to talk to you. Give me back my phone." And I was shouting. And he's like, "You're making a fuss. Why are you making a fuss? It's your place. You're embarrassing yourself to your neighbors." I'm like, "I don't care. I really don't care at this point. I just want you to leave. I don't want you. I don't want anything. Just leave." And yeah, so we're making a pass, and I got neighbors who were very concerned neighbors, or let's say, I don't know, let's call them concerned for now. They were very concerned. So yeah, we were shouting at that time, and I'm asking him to leave. I'm asking him to give me back my phone, and the gate is still opened, and yeah, and he's still pulling me towards my house. So this guy from the first floor, my friend, he's a friend, neighbor from the first floor, this guy, like, comes from his house and he asks me from up there if I'm okay, and I told him I'm not. And then he comes down and he asks me, like, what's up? Then I tell him, like, I don't want this guy here. And he just came, I told him, like, he just came here and they didn't ask him to come. And somebody opened the main door for him, but I don't want him into my house. And this guy, and my neighbor tells Tomato, like, bro, do you know, like, you seem, like, real stupid. Like, yeah, you know, like, you just leave, the girl doesn't want you. And Tomato's like, this is a couple's affair. She's my girlfriend. You should just go back to sleep. And this guy, my neighbor, says, like, he knows I'm single. So I don't have a boyfriend. And, yeah. So the guy should just leave. And they start arguing over there. And my neighbor pulls him towards the main door, okay? And I tell him, like, I tell my neighbor, like, this guy still has my phone. And this guy says, like, he can't go because he still doesn't have a cab to come and take him. And I'm like, okay, fine. Give me my phone. Let me get you a cab. Then my neighbor gets the phone from him. This guy had a lot of energy, I'm telling you. My neighbor gets the phone for me. I get him a cab to wherever. First of all, he didn't even want to say where he was going. And then I remember on our WhatsApp chats, like, he had told me where he was staying. So I went there and they just booked a cab to the place where he told me he's staying. And yeah, it was like 13 minutes. So at that 13 minutes, my neighbor was like struggling with him to get out. Struggling with him to get out. And this guy was like, this is very stupid. And he started calling names. He said, I'm a bitch. Yeah, and I'm a child too. A children bitches. Doesn't seem right, right? A children bitches. He said, I'm a child, I'm immature, and I'm a bitch. And yeah, basically, he called me everything he had in his mind. And at that time, I was just traumatized. Like, if this guy is like this on the outside, and this is the second, the first time I'm seeing him, and he's like this, what should have happened? Like, what would have happened if I had let him in the house and he wanted him to indulge into acts I didn't want? This guy would have raped me. Was killed me and just left. Okay, so I had him a cab, the cab comes, and at that time we really didn't care what he does if he gets in, because we had, my neighbor had like pushed him to the main gate outside the premises. So yeah, we were just there at the gate, like confirming if he'll get into the cab safe, because he's a human being. I'm worried about him as a human being. Like, although I hate him, although I don't like anything that he has done, I still care if he gets to the cab and if he'll get home. And I tell him really nicely, like, when you get home, we can talk about all this. I'm still willing to talk. And I just want to know if he gets home safe. And yeah, so that's it. So I keep texting him on WhatsApp. I ask him if he's home. I was genuinely worried for him if he's home and stuff like that. Then at first he tells me, like, yeah, I'm at home. Then I'm like, okay, cool. But you really scared me today, and I really didn't like that. I just wanted us to let off things easily. And then, you know, like, people get when you're going to break up with them or stuff like that. Then he's like, No, I'm not home. So I am the premises and they haven't opened up for me. I'm out here and it's very cold and people might mug me or stab me or steal from me. You know, my watch is very expensive. Yeah, I started talks like that. And I'm like, really? So you left your place and you don't have a key? And like, yeah, I don't have a key. If you could just let me stay over to your place. Then I'm like, again? Like, where you've just been dragged out, you want to come again? I'm like, no, you know what? I hope you'll get inside. And that's the last thing I told him. After that, I couldn't go to sleep. So, yeah, I was watching a movie. And yeah, so he texts me and he tells me how much I'm a bitch. And yeah, he just keeps abusing me through text. And I'm like, okay, fine. Then I tell him, you know, I didn't ask you to come. If I had asked him to come and that would have happened, yeah, I would have been a bitch. But I didn't ask him to come. It just surprised me. And by the way he was behaving, he had like really showed me. Yeah, he had really shown me like what he truly is. It's not my fault here. Yeah. So we, yeah, it, me for me, it ended there. It ended there, stuff like that. It was like really traumatizing for me. Then I made a note to my mind, like you can't trust strangers from the internet. You really can't because nobody's nobody. That's why I wanted to meet him in public. But you know what? Even in public, people can kidnap you. Oh my God, people are very weird. People are very weird. Anyway, my single period was over. And yeah, that was okay. He's not the most traumatizing guy, but that was really something for me. You guys, have you ever gone through same thing like that? Have you? If you have, we can like keep the conversation going on my social media platforms like One Girl Stand Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook. Yeah, let's keep the conversation going. That's all the time we had I have for this episode. So goodbye. I'll see you to the next one.